Okay, needless to say, we feel a heck of a lot better than we did Wednesday night. I think we had invested a heck of a lot more the last couple of days. Mentally, we were more into the game. Jeff and I talked before the game. He was pulling for us hard Wednesday night because he's a North Carolina graduate, but also he didn't want us to be as mad as we were and upset as we were. And you know, I told him I agreed, and I said after the game, maybe he was right, because we had much more attention to detail today than we did Wednesday night. First half, we had one turnover. First 2.5 minutes or so in the second half, we had two and another one that should have been a turnover. So that's the reason I took those five guys out, because we got to take care of the basketball. And after that, we played pretty doggone well. Guys coming off the bench the other night didn't give us much, and today they were 14 of 19. Bryce was off the charts rebounding-wise and scoring-wise. And he was better defensively, but he can even be much better defensively. But his whole mind was into the game the other night. He missed his first or second shot, maybe his first two shots, and got a call that bothered him, and he was out of it. And today, missed his first three shots and kept playing and kept rebounding basketball. And I would assume it's a career high rebounding-wise, but that we need Bryce and Kennedy to rebound the ball like that. First half, they had one offensive rebound. Second half, they had more, but they missed more shots in the second half as well. We still got to do a better job rebounding, a better job of boxing out. But we shared the ball, 27 assists for us, shooting 60% for the game. And, again, we were into it mentally. We got to have that same kind of attitude every night.
Of the things that went wrong the other night, what point did you hammer home the most? What single point did you hammer home the most to them?
Oh, the failure to box out, but we fouled too much. We talked about that. We had get this straight. You know, because we were starting exams. We had exams Friday and Saturday, so game was Wednesday night. Thursday was off. Friday, we just came in to do some shooting, and it was good for them because I was going out of town recruiting, so I told them they had 24 more hours to have to maybe I'd calm down. And Coach Rob said, no, it's just going to be simmering. And so it did simmer for another 24 hours. So yesterday we got after it probably as hard as anybody on this team has ever had a practice a day before a game. But you can't do the things rebounding-wise, and you can't do the things one-on-one and selfishly like we did Wednesday night and be a good basketball team.
Coach, what do you remember about Coach Lebo as a player?
I remember I'd like to have him on this year's team. If he was on this year's team, we'd be a heck of a lot better. His toughness, I loved. His understanding of the game, his savvy. He wasn't the greatest athlete in the world. He's a very good athlete, but he was not Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, but was always in the right spot defensively and could shoot that basketball and wasn't afraid to take big shots. And if he made one, he might make another. If he missed one, he's going to make the next one. So I would take Jeff, and our team would be a heck of a lot better. Not at his weight right now, but if he still had the ability he had in 88, I would take him, and he would start on our team, and we'd be a heck of a lot better.
Did you see anything from his team that maybe he can build on this year?
Well, the first thing, it'd be helpful if he got all his guys healthy. You know, he's got two very important players, and you know, he has no idea when he's going to get them back. And again, he's got some good ingredients. He's got some good parts. And they play the right way, but today they called us when we were really good. And B.J. Tyson, Wisnett, those guys can score. Caleb can score. The big guys rebound the ball. I was looking. We finally got 13 to miss a shot. He hadn't missed a shot in three games. He missed two shots against us today. But he's got some good parts, and if they'll listen to Jeff, they've got a chance to. Continue to get better throughout the entire year, because he's really a good coach, really a good coach.
Coach, does something gnaw at you knowing that Bryce did what he did, but not against what you're getting ready to face this weekend?
Does it gnaw at me like that? Yeah, but I've said that since the start of the year. I said we have a couple of big guys, they've got to step up. And when they step up and be really big-time players, we're really a good basketball team. And that's putting a lot of pressure on guys, but heck, it's college basketball at the highest level. If you want to be good, your best player's got to step up and play. I challenged him. There's no question about that. And, didn't start him against UCLA, and he won the Defensive Player of the Game Award for the first time in his 3 years. And he was really good defensively. And I got ticked off at him the last 3 days, and he was really good today. But I'm getting to be old. I can't stay mad all the daggum time. So he's got to be able to do that himself. But his rebound today was really impressive because he got the ball, rebounded the ball in a crowd and didn't act like a little wimp. And defensively, he did better things defensively too. And he played 23 minutes, only committed two fouls. So, yeah, it does gnaw at me, but I want it to gnaw at him. If it gnaws at him, the results heck of a lot better.
How about his jumper? He tends to fade a lot of times when he shoots it, and his release point's a little bit lower.
Now, whoa. You're not that good. Okay, let's just get that straight. You're not that good to evaluate, okay?
Well, that's the case, though.
No, it's not.
The
bottom line is that he missed some shots, and he took his first three shots. I didn't like any of them. But Bryce Johnson, you get somebody that's a good shooting coach, they say, his shot looks good. His good. His period. His shot is really good. Now, his shot selection was freaking awful Wednesday night. And then today, his first three shots, he was 0 for 3, and then he ended up 9 for 12 after that. But Bryce's shot is not the problem. It's the physical play that he's got to understand that he's going to get hit. But we need him to post up low. Guys, when you talk about posting up, that means you get as low as you possibly can. And he's willing to do that 8 feet from the basket, or 10, or 12, or 14, or 16. And the first TV timeout, I'd said Bryce's first two shots were jump shots, and Kennedy's first shot was a jump shot. We don't need that. I'd rather have Marcus shooting jump shots and those guys running. But there's nothing wrong with Bryce's shot. If anybody's told you that his release point, there's a guy on my staff that's the third career three-point shooter in NBA history, and Roy Williams knows how to shoot the basketball. There's nothing wrong with his shot. It's his brain now. That may be part of it.
Coach, in a game like this where you can get some of the guys in at the end of the game, specifically a guy like Sasha that's giving you so much as a senior, how nice was it to see him score?
Well, he scored some before. You know, that's what he's best. But he couldn't even come to practice yesterday, all right, because he had some other commitments. As you know, he's got the scholarship for studying Ireland next year. He's a wonderful kid. And I struggle on the bench. I really do. Because if you look, most of the time I don't give Sasha and Justin in to the last 2 minutes. Because with 3 minutes to go in the game, I still want Isaiah to be in there because Isaiah's got to get better. That'll help our team. But I want to reward Sasha and Justin for doing such a great job in practice. They're really good students, really good kids. And, you know, you probably have to get a better answer from them. But I think they're enjoying their experience, and I'm enjoying the heck out of them.
Speaking of Isaiah, how did you like that sequence that came in? I think you said those first three shots were jump shots, and you brought him in, and he had, I think, two dunks in a row. Mm-hmm.
I think he listened when I was telling those guys on the bench and during the timeout that we don't need big guys to shoot jump shots. And I was really surprised. I looked at, let's see if I can find his stat sheet here. 3 for 5, 2 for 3, 4 rebounds, 8. And he did. He took the ball to the basket. One time he shot a jump hook. It sort of slipped out of his hands, but he took the ball to the basket. And we need Isaiah to be a big-time player for us. And I was happy with that.
Are you starting to see him kind of blossom a little bit and come along from last year?
Well, it depends. I mean, the other night you take him and Bryce together, and they accomplished a little more than Wanda did, but that's about it. And today they were both really, really helpful. And Isaiah, you can't be a better youngster than he is. And he's really played well at times this year. It's just that the other night between he and Bryce, we didn't get much out of that position the other night, but he's really done some good things.